How you doing?
My name is
Satire.
Surely you do not want him. He makes up songs and poems and he plays music on a harp.
You can always be sure, for example, that
folks who really enjoy
this left them
fiendishly clever.
Sound collage.
Not willing to give quarter and no mercy.
He happened to hear two porters from the palace planning and plotting together to murder
Johnny Mathis.
You will be punished!
She punished him by washing his mouth out with
harmful radiation.
The monster cried,
"Nice work!"
You can't smell, taste, or see the radiation. You can't smell.
Who was farting? Whoever it was, you smell like shit. I have a feeling it's you in the flower shirt.
Anything a customer says or does can be a clue. And sometimes you have to listen very carefully to hear an opportunity.
Wait for the whistle.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd rather you stick with the whistle.
A message from Operation Lifesaver in this station.
Thanks for the reminder, ass bite.
Now, before we get carried away, let me remind you of something.
Remember, my friend.
Today, we're going to be talking about something very important to everyone listening out there.
Listen closely.
Now, don't forget.
I want to tell you something, okay?
You need to know.
I have a very important message for you.
What is it?
It's really very simple.
Message complete.
Got it?
Got it.
Don't forget it.
What's our new idea? Simple.
Oh, geez, that's a great idea.
Sounds like a good idea, Kathy.
Okay, but what can we do about it?
You yourself can detect the fallout particles that produce it.
Think how good these will taste.
Make salads taste great.
Does it have to hurt?
Oh, yes.
It only hurts for a little while.
That hurts!
What do doctors recommend for pain today?
The mountain of cocaine.
They take it and they put it up the nose.
Did you know that I can pick my nose?
He used to enjoy that, too.
You better all dig down and...
Oh, gross.
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 Yeah.
Gross.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
Gross.
Yeah.
I guess it is kind of nice.
Now I have to say this.
Don't say that.
Mother says,
go fuck yourself.
The cow says.
U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage says,
I have this pistol.
Guess that says it all.
And then God said,
put your penis in a sandwich bag.
It is a basic essential for lunchboxes, parties, and picnics.
I love picnics.
Especially when it's
brought to you by the devil demon forces of hell.
I don't want you making a nuisance of yourself.
Gretchen's head has come off, and June wants Mother to fix it.
Mrs. Beaver said she'd help, but she'd have to bring
an enormous, gleaming weapon with which he strove mightily to decapitate every hapless victim.
I always use sharp knives.
Complete with attachments, a $30 value for only $14.99.
What a deal!
Tell the men of the church.
Tell your friends about it.
I must run and tell.
There's things with horns and saucer eyes and some with fangs about this size.
What you need is
knives and scissors and knives.
So there's no need to be frightened.
When the little boy had watered his carrot seed, he said to his mother,
I know who's to blame for this wicked law.
His mother told him,
you don't have to worry about the police coming after you.
Because of the incredible speed of your rocket.
And she slapped his face.
And he roared,
wah!
So he returned to the woodcutter's house and said,
I was so embarrassed about the size of my penis that we used to dread the days we had to go swimming.
I'd like to know about the male penis, please.
Give me another word for penis.
Johnson.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Dawn Johnson.
And last week she was hallucinating and became delusional.
Then before she knows what's happening to her, she goes insane or becomes a hopeless cripple.
Just like Mom.
Mother says,
Yo, one thing I gotta say!
You better shut up!
Not a bad fight, but I'm still better than you'll ever be.
What do you think?
I like to fight people who fight well.
And brother, you're a dead duck.
Little brothers and sisters are such a nuisance.
Give them to your witch doctor friends.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Got a better idea.
By all means, execute them.
Make them die. Slowly.
Good idea.
I like that, all right.
These ideas sound too good to be true.
But Jesus had another plan.
I need them to make bricks and to do other hard work.
Thousands of them will die needlessly.
Which isn't bad. In fact, it's fine, except...
I want to break
their legs!
We also break the thigh bone out of its socket.
What's nice about that is we're going to be able to continue to follow them.
Into the air.
It was fun to watch.
Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with...
Thank you.
That's some. Thank you.
This is the best thing to come along since meatballs. Three cheers for
Wayne Butane.
We love you! Hey!
Bye-bye.
Bye.